With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In a move today that likely staved off higher import taxes on both sides, President Trump and the European Union agreeing to a trade deal setting a 15% tariff on most goods. The deal comes, Mr. Trump and European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen meeting briefly in Scotland. Those talks culminated months of bargaining with the White House deadline next Friday that would have imposed punishing tariffs on the EU. Author and historian Michael Oren tells the Salem Radio Network Israel must protect their Druze allies in harm's way in Syria.
Just as Israel would send its soldiers out to defend Jewish communities that are in danger abroad, so too we must defend the relatives, the blood kin of our members of our blood covenant with the Druze people. So this Israel is doing it with honor in the face of some international criticism, even criticism from members of the Trump administration.
In a Salem Radio Network interview, Dr. Oren says Israel's relationship with the Druze people has been difficult.
It's a complicated relationship, I must tell you. I fought in Lebanon for many years, and in Lebanon I fought against the Druze. The Druze were allied with Hezbollah for a long time. Now I don't know where they stand. The Druze in Syria are different in that way, in that they are very appreciative of Israel's help.
Passenger train derailing in southern Germany, killing at least three people, injuring many others. Cause of that crash now under investigation. Happening again in India, a stampede at a Hindu temple. Six people are dead. Dozens more have been hurt. Authorities say the death count will likely continue to climb. Brutal wildfires throughout Europe. Several deaths have been reported in Turkey and Spain. This is SRN News. United States Army issues an apology.
During the Biden years, an anti-terrorism briefing was given at Fort Bragg during which instructors listed various pro-life organizations as potential terrorist groups. Pro-lifers complained to no avail. But now that President Trump is back in office, the Army is issuing an apology stating that, quote, this mischaracterization was not only inaccurate but also deeply inappropriate, as was the previous administration's inadequate response to the serious incident. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Authorities in some states are taking aim at higher education, seeking to make state-supported schools less hostile to conservatives and Christians. Indiana, Florida, Ohio, Texas, Iowa, and Idaho have focused on university governance rules for who picks up university presidents and boards and shows how much control they exert over curriculums. This is SRN News. Experts say it is very frightening. More kids are turning to AI, well, for advice, guidance, and even friendship. This has experts plenty worried. Here's correspondent Mike Hempen.
About a third of teens say they had discussed serious or important issues with AI instead of real people. The study's lead author, Michael Robb, says the results should send a warning to parents, teachers, and policymakers. The largely unregulated AI industry is becoming as integrated with adolescents as smartphones and social media. Experts say many parents don't know how their kids are using AI. I'm Mike Hempen.
Intel dumping thousands of workers and cutting expenses as its new CEO works to revive the chipmaker's fortunes. Intel plans to end the year with an estimated 75,000 so-called core workers. More details at srnnews.com.